It's 9 o'clock at night, immediately after the close of our last episode. As in the station house of Police Precinct 13.
Hello, Kate.
Mr. Mason. Oh, Miss Street. Oh, I'm so glad to see you.
Are you all right, Katie?
Yes. Now I'm perfectly fine. But I was getting scared. They wouldn't tell me anything. Oh, no, yes, they did. Something about my fingerprints, and they put me in a lineup.
In a lineup?
Yes, sir. They said two witnesses saw me.
Who?
I don't know. The district attorney kept asking me questions.
Did you answer them?
No, sir. At least I don't think I did.
Well, that's important, Katie. What did you tell him?
Well, I really don't think I told him anything, Mr. Mason. Not even when he said you weren't going to help me.
He said what?
Well, I didn't know what to do. You warned me not to say a word in case they questioned me, but I didn't know they thought I killed Gordy Webber. They kept saying I killed him, and when I asked the district attorney where you were so I could ask you what to do...
He said that I wouldn't help you?
Well, not exactly. He said you'd be here if you were going to help.
He came as quickly as he could, honey.
Oh, I know you did, Mr. Mason.
Okay. Don't you remember for sure whether or not you admitted anything?
Well, it's hard to remember, Mr. Mason. It happened so quickly, and everything was strange, and they kept saying they knew I killed him. They believed what they said, and after a while, I began to wonder...
Katie.
I don't know if I can explain, but the district attorney was so very, very positive. He made me doubt myself. I wanted to tell him what really happened so I could hear the words. I guess you don't know what I mean.
I think I do, Katie. Quite natural to deny an untrue accusation. But I'm glad you didn't try to explain.
So am I, Mr. Mason. It's so much better for you two.
Katie.
I knew everything would be all right once you got here and told Mr. App the truth. Now, can I go home?
Listen to me, Katie.
Can't we talk on the way home, Mr. Mason? Oh, Lieutenant Halverson, we're just leaving. But I'm glad I could tell you goodbye.
What?
Mr. Mason came to take me home. But before we go, I want to tell Mr. Mason and Miss Street. The lieutenant was very nice to me.
Miss Beekman.
Even when he said I killed Mr. Webber, he said it as if he was sorry. Did you explain to him, Mr. Mason?
All I have to explain to you, Katie. You can't go home.
Why?
The district attorney has preferred charges against you.
Because he thinks I killed Gordy Webber?
Yes, honey.
But didn't you explain, Mr. Mason? Didn't you tell the district attorney? Didn't you tell him?
Yes. Kate, I could spend a lot of time trying to find an easy way to tell you this, but I believe you're strong enough to take it. The district attorney is convinced that you killed Gordon Webber. I don't know why, but if Mr. Rapp is willing to charge you with murder, he believes that you're guilty. So, Katie, until we straighten this out, you will remain in custody, in jail.
I didn't kill Gordy Webber, Mr. Mason.
I believe you, Katie. I can't when I'll prove that you're innocent, but I will promise you this. I will find that proof. But until I do, you'll have to stay in custody. There's no help for it, Katie. If there were any way that I could
get... I know, Mr. Mason. I'll be all right. Will you see Ma and Pa?
Yes, tonight. And Della and I will see you in the morning.
I've got you set together in the next room, Miss.
Go with him, Della.
Yes, Chief.
Good night, Mr. Mason.
I'll see you in the morning, Katie.
Mason, I want you to know that it wasn't my idea. I mean, bringing her all the way out to this precinct. Mm-hmm. Guess you had a tough time finding her, huh?
Well, not too tough. Thanks for letting my man follow you.
That's between you and me. Mm-hmm. Well...
Oh, just a second.
Hmm?
Don, are you personally convinced that she's guilty?
Uh-huh.
Why?
I'm positive, but I can't tell you why. It isn't from anything she said.
She didn't break.
Mm-mm. All she'd say is that she didn't kill him. It's almost like when we thought of Father...
Now, go on, say it. Kate claims that she's innocent, just as her father said he was innocent when you thought that he had killed Weber.
Kind of like that, but with a difference. Her old man was telling the truth. You want to ride over to city jail with us?
No. No, you go ahead.
All right, I'll see you, miss.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Miss Beekman?
I'm ready, Lieutenant.
Aren't you going with her, Perry?
No, not now.
Why?
Because Don Halverson has a heart.
Well, he believes Kate's guilty.
Yes, he believes it with his head, but his instincts tell him a different story. You like Halverson?
I don't like what he's doing to Kate.
But you've always liked him.
Well, Yes, I've always liked him.
Mm-hmm. Because he's a nice guy. And nice guys don't go around believing nice girls commit cold-blooded murder.
You think Halverson will be sympathetic, Chief? Even though he's convinced that she did kill Weber?
There's a chance. And we can't afford to pass up any chance.
I don't believe Mr. Apt can go through with this.
What?
You made him mad, so he's going to hold Katie, but he can't bring her to trial. Can he, Perry?
Possibly.
Oh?
If he does, Halverson could be a powerful friend.
Could be, but...
Even the slightest chance is worth taking, Don.
So that's why you're giving Halverson time to talk to her alone?
Mm-hmm.
But isn't it risky, Chief? Halverson, after all, is working with the district attorney.
What are you trying to say, Don?
Well, Halverson might deliberately make Kate trust him so that she won't be careful what she says.
No, not Halverson.
Well, I hope you're right.
So do I. Well, apparently, neither Mason nor Della has correctly judged the lieutenant. Don Halverson has displayed no sympathy for Kate, nor has he tried to make the girl trust him. Halverson and Kate have ridden in silence to the woman's jail. Now, in the matron's office...
Lieutenant?
The matron will explain things, miss. Josie, this is Kate Beekman.
As if I didn't have enough to do.
What, Josie?
My feet hurt, Lieutenant. If you want to show your girlfriend around the place, you'll have to do it
Josie,
yourself.
Josie, Miss Beekman's a prisoner.
Yeah? What'd you do, run a stop sign?
She's charged with the murder of Gordon Weber.
Any special instructions?
No, just standard security.
All right. Beekman, behave yourself and follow instructions and you'll be okay. Make trouble and you'll get trouble. You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Empty your purse on the desk. I'll give you a receipt for the contents. You want something, Lieutenant?
What? No, I'm taking off.
Yeah, just one thing. And you know what I'm asking.
There's no question, Josie.
She fooled me.
And a lot of other people. I'll see you, Josie.
Yeah.
Good night, Lieutenant.
Good night, miss. Don't be scared. You'll be okay. I mean, Josie will take care of you. And I want to tell you, I'm sorry this happened. What did I say that for? What made me tell her I'm sorry? What made Josie take it for granted that she was a friend of mine? Funny thing about that girl, when you see her, you like her. She doesn't try to make you like her either. She doesn't have to. But how could a girl like her do what she did? She killed that guy in cold blood. That's got to be the answer. She knows people trust her and she takes advantage. Gordy Weber was a tough little guy, but he trusted her and she stabbed him. So don't you trust her, Halverson, or she'll double-cross you. Now, remember that. I'd better. What's the matter with me? I don't have to give myself a pep talk. She's only a nice-looking kid who's rotten inside, and there's no chance I'll forget it. I won't forget what she really is, but... I won't kid myself. I'd like to forget. Yeah. I wonder if Mr. Apt will transfer me off the case...
Perry Mason is right. Don Halverson is a nice guy. He would feel an instinctive sympathy and liking for Kate if he didn't deliberately stop himself. There'll be an important and disturbing development on Monday. You'll join us, won't you?